What are you not? What is it that you don't do? What are the things in your life that you don't identify with? And I ask this question today because I think we spend so much time in our lives telling ourselves and other people all about us. I like to do this. I like to cook. I like to be outside. I'm organized. I'm dedicated. I'm creative. We give ourselves the ability to label and identify all the qualities that we embody or want to. And it's a really powerful thing to recognize the things within us that are a part of who we are, the qualities of our composition. But at the same time, it's so important that we don't need to be everything to everyone. We don't need to be good at everything we do. And there's such an important value in becoming really clear about what you're not. I find that knowing what you're not really helps to understand what you are or who you are. I'm not that talkative at times. I'm not that interested in going to the party. I'm not the person you come to if you have a really hard maths question. Right? These are the types of things when we really take a moment to understand that which we are not. It helps us understand so much more about what thrives and what, you know, really gives us a sense of purpose and joy in our lives. And I think it's important that we do this often, proactively, positively. Not that things that we do not do are negative, but we recognize so that others know the space that we take up. So we acknowledge our own space that we take up and also make space for others to fill in the places where we need a bit more support or where we just need a bit more space. You know, for me personally, there's a lot of things in my life or the qualities that I keep that I know I'm not. I know I'm not the tidiest person. I know I'm not always the most talkative person. I know I'm not the most extroverted personality in the room. And it's taken me a long time to not only understand, but to get familiar enough with these qualities to be comfortable to say out loud. I don't personally find a huge amount of excitement staying up late, being out into the wee hours of the morning. Maybe not anymore these days. So I know I'm not the person that you should call to, you know, have a midnight adventure. And that's okay. I'm more than happy to be the friend that, you know, is always headed home first for an early night. And by recognizing this, acknowledging this, and knowing this so clearly now, that allows me to also understand that I love an early morning. Waking up and having the whole day ahead of me. That sense of freshness and clarity that comes with being awake before most others. I think a big part of recognizing what we are not in a positive way gives us more awareness. It expands our understanding and helps us grow and evolve. I find spending too much time trying to be the things that maybe don't suit or serve you so well, or to not connect or attach to trying to be everything. We really allow ourselves to be something. Something special, and that special thing is the qualities that are uniquely our own. To almost feel as if there is a permission granted to be able to say to ourselves and others, that's not me. And that's okay. And I support what you're doing, and I'm happy with who I am, but that's not me who needs to be, you know, out past midnight with you. That's not me who's gonna help you figure out your math homework. That's not me who's going to be, you know, the first one on the dance floor with you. And these days, it makes me feel a bit more comfortable in my own skin. It allows me to feel exponentially happier. And it makes me feel like I am fully connected to who I am now in my life. And one of the best things about really starting to notice what you're not is also remembering that you're never not one thing forever. Things change, opinions change, the things we enjoy change. And knowing what you're not now also allows us to realize that in time, who we are will shift with it, and so will that which we relate to. So today's practice is this. Very simply, take a moment to grab a pen and paper. So literally do this. Grab a pen and paper and write a list of 5 things that you are not. They can be qualities. They could be things in your day or your life that you don't like to do or don't want to do. Write them down, read them back, and then read them to someone else. Let that be a simple practice of recognizing that which you are not, and let that be the basis to really clarify that which you are. Let this be your good intention today, and allow yourself to know what you're not as your daily practice.